Welcome back to us today. We invited Beatrice van Grien back to the podcast seat. Welcome. We've heard several podcasts today about one integrated topic, which is learning culture and how the dots are connected. I've invited you to share a bit more of your insights on what you've heard, what the biggest challenges were throughout the different conversations that we had here. Can you share a little bit more?
Yes, I can. So we had different speakers from different, totally different parties, which was interesting. And they all gave their own perspective. But one of the things that I actually got out of it is, first of all, start small, look at the maturity of your organization, and don't fear to start piloting. But that was one of the things that I actually took from all the things. And look at what you have already. Where are you at this point? For instance, our last speaker, Thomas, had some key takeaways, and they had these five topics that they actually looked at the maturity of the organization. And I think it's really important to actually be aware of where are we now before you start. Because if you know where you are now, you know where you would like to go towards a good learning culture. And if you look at some things that people run into in regards to challenges, it's mainly good data, but also good data integrations. Where is your source? And keep it in your source. But how do we ensure that this source is also accessible for all our HR tech systems, so that you have this software landscape that actually works seamlessly? So that was also a key takeaway, but that's more tech related. Yeah, but if you look at it, it's mainly providing your end users with the best fit of their needs. And each of these three companies have their own needs. So the first need was that they wanted to ensure that people would stay within the company. So they would make sure that there's, employee retention. If you offer them enough opportunities to actually develop themselves in areas that they would like to develop themselves, then you can keep these people within your company. But also, since they at Signify are in this market where tech is going really fast, and there's not too many people around who actually have this knowledge, they want to provide these people with this still ongoing and growing knowledge. So you need to be able to service that as well.
And also the same for Signify is a really large organization. And the same for the smaller organizations, they also have challenges with the employee retention. How can I make sure with a more, with a smaller hierarchy of different roles within an organization, how can I make sure that they have career opportunities, that they stay within our organization, and that they develop themselves and upskill themselves so that they stay longer within our organization? So it's basically the same challenge, but in a whole different setting and perspective also.
That's correct. And because if you listen to, for instance, Gio from Canon, he said that it was really important to service all their different target groups with different training needs. So some people might need training on the job immediately because they need to service a machine, but others who might be more white collar high potential also would need their certain specific training. So you need to actually look at your target groups and see how you can service them best. And keep in mind that it's not only different modalities, but also different types of training. Some people are need to have certain trainings pushed to be able to be compliant, and others would like to develop themselves towards their internal mobilities, towards their career that they actually aspire within the company.
Yeah, and everything is connected to the corporate strategy, because learning is very important for each organization. But why is learning and development so important? What is the organizational strategy? Where does an organization want to grow towards? And how does learning fit into this strategy? And what are the steps we can take to make sure that it meets, that it all comes together. And indeed, as you mentioned, the maturity level of an organization, you can have a certain strategy and a certain vision within an organization, but where do we stand currently? Yeah. What is our maturity level? And how do we get there, where we want to be as an organization, looking into that learning culture and stuff like that. Yeah.
And to ensure in the end that people receive personalized mm-hmm. learning in the flow of work.
Yeah.
That whenever you need it, it's accessible. And that can be for every target group. That can be blue collar, can be white collar, can be anyone. So, in the end, what are we here for? We are here to enable everyone within any company or organization to develop themselves, right? And this can be towards the future, but also develop themselves for their current needs.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to keep in mind. We need to service our end users. And we can do that by having a clear company strategy, a clear learning culture. And also keep in mind that sometimes you need to loosen the reins to provide people with the opportunity to actually go their own path and develop in a different area than you would actually would like them to develop. And what I also heard is, skills seem to be a buzzword, but in the end, it's competencies in a new form, right? But in the end, all we want to do is make sure that people do their jobs well and that they feel comfortable within their jobs and they feel capable within their jobs. And yes, you can step on the new boat and go for new technology, but I thought Gio's look at it was look at what you have, mm-hmm. see what you potentially can improve, mm-hmm. and maybe quick fixes can already make something happen now, so you have the quality that you need, but can look forward towards the future to see where would we like to go. So it's not always the need to immediately buy new tech and move away from what you already have, but you might already have like a good system ready, but you might just need to improve it a bit more and review. And what I think is a really important, include all stakeholders. Because usually we see that people high level decide where they want to go, but they don't involve the end users. So keep the end users in mind as well. And that's what I liked about Gio's story.
Yeah, fully agree with that. It's there are challenges, and technology can support certain challenges, but it's in the end you have to make sure that you have a clear vision on where you want to go. Have to have a clear strategy, and then the technology can support that. And also how we discussed together in our recent podcast is, what do you choose? Do you choose an LMS? Do you choose an LXP? What would fit my organization strategy best? Have a conversation. Talk to someone at Cornerstone or talk to someone at World of Work, and then know exactly
what might be your best fit.
Yes, yeah. Because in the end, that's the important thing. Technology is not the solution to it all.
It's servicing towards our end goal, which is having everyone on the level we need to have them. And I think that if you look at it, we all want people to grow throughout their career and hopefully within your company. And tech can really service there. And if you look at learning and development in a broader perspective, you provide people with training in the flow of work, but also provide them with a perspective towards their career.
Yep.
And if you combine those two and take skills and your proficiency towards skills and potential development on these skills mm-hmm. as your basis, I think you have a really good fit. So I'm looking forward to seeing the people growth experience, which Cornerstone will be delivering really soon in practice. We know learning experience works well, but if opportunities within the company and learning, if they make a good match, then we have magic. I really believe in that. So
that's a perfect takeaway for today. Always good to hear that Cornerstone makes magic realize. So thank you very much for this insightful summary of today, of the different podcasts where we see the red line throughout the different conversations that we had. So thank you very much again for your time, for listening into all the podcasts that we had and making this valuable summary. So thank you. Have a great day here at Next Learning, and speak to you again.